that you're sitting where you're sitting, listening to the sound of my voice, and going through this process means that you're paying attention. What's that called? That's pacing and leading the unconscious mind, isn't it? Yeah, that's an example of a complex equivalence, but it's also a yes set. The very fact that you're sitting where you're sitting, listening to the sound of my voice, going through this process means that you're paying attention. So wouldn't it make, so now that you're paying attention, it's almost done, we're almost there. So now that you're paying attention, wouldn't it make more sense to focus your energies on healing the body rather than hurting the body? Wouldn't it make more sense to focus your energies on healing the body rather than hurting the body? Wouldn't it make more sense to focus your energies on healing the body rather than hurting the body? So go ahead and let it go. And then I say, so go ahead and let it go. Let go of the pain. Just let it go. That's it. That's the script. Then I check in with them again. And I say, so now, just because I like to check in from time to time, on a scale from 0 to 100, where are you at? 7 times out of 10, they'll say 0. Now, that's actually a beautiful script that is adapted from Dr. Wayne Morrison, but a brilliant script in terms of NLP. So we've got them in hypnosis, and we're using NLP inside of hypnosis. So we've induced the trance. We've had them anesthetize one part of their body and flow the river of anesthesia over to the part of their body that's hurt, where the pain is, have them imagine the color and the sound there, and then I just run through the script. I say, as your conscious mind continues to flow the river of anesthesia, I want to talk to your unconscious. And I just run through that. And listen to how this sounds, by the way. I say, thank you, unconscious mind. Thank you for having created the pain. You've done a wonderful job. Thank you. You've done a wonderful job in creating the pain. Because I know that pain serves a purpose. I know that pain serves a purpose. And sometimes in life we have to pay for things. And sometimes we have to pay with pain. Oh, but the only reason that we might have to pay with pain is because at some level, we fail to pay attention to the needs and the wants and the desires of our body. At some level. Oh, and by the way, the very fact that you're sitting where you're sitting, listening to the sound of my voice and going through this process, means that you're paying attention. So now I've put them in a double bind, haven't I? That's a double bind. I've just said that the only reason I'm thanking them, I'm aligning with the unconscious mind, I'm saying the only reason we might have to have pay with pain is because we fail to pay attention. Oh, and by the way, now that you're sitting here listening to the sound of my voice, hearing, thinking those thoughts as you're thinking or whatever, means you're paying attention. So now that you're paying attention, wouldn't it make more sense to focus your energies on healing the body rather than hurting the body? The client will usually nod their head yes or something like that. I'll say, so let it go. Just let it go. Right? You've got to give it permission to let it go at that point. Because if you just say, wouldn't it make more sense to focus your energies on healing the body than rather than hurting the body? Unconscious mind will go, yeah, it would make more sense. It doesn't do it that. Then you got to say, so do it. It's kind of like telling the 7 to 9-year-old child to close the door. They walk out, they say, hey, can you close the door? And they go, yeah. They keep walking. You got to say, then do it. And they come back and they close it, yeah. So wouldn't it make more sense to focus your energies on healing the body rather than hurting the body? They go, yeah. So let it go. Just let it go. Now, I'm curious just to check in from time to time on a scale from 0 to 100, where are you at? 7 times, you'll be at a 0. Then you just count them back up, just like regular trance work. Yeah. Yeah, fun to do, huh? Yeah. Good, good, good. We're winding down, guys. I need to change my chairs here. I need to change my chairs. You guys have had quite a week. 2 weeks. Quite a 3 weeks. Yeah, for some of you. Yeah, some of you have been here for 3 weeks. My gosh. My gosh. I think they did in the beginning. Yeah, in the beginning they did. Now they're like, hey, I got to get out of here. I gotta... 8 years you've known me. Really? Jeez, that's scary. So, yeah, you've been through quite a lot. And there's one thing left to do if anybody knows what that is. Oh, stories. I did have some stories to finish. All right, so I'm on that dive, right? I'm in Tahiti. And the sharks are coming. They're coming by on all sides. And so I'm standing there. And I'm not really standing there. I'm kind of floating there. But there's a guy next to me kind of pulls me to the side, and he pulls the tail of the shark. And I'm sitting there underwater, and I'm looking, because I've never seen anything move quite as fast as this shark moved. And it flipped around like on a dime. This is a 13-foot shark, and it's looking me right in the face. And it's kind of like I was facing my greatest fear. I was facing my greatest challenge up to that point in my life. You know, it was like, wow. But it's like the light flipped on inside the warehouse inside. And at some level, I knew that I had all the resources that I needed to overcome this situation, to make it through this situation. And even though I was looking at the shark right in the face, it was like this calmness inside of myself. And I was thinking inside myself while I'm looking at this shark, I'm thinking, you know what? It's okay. It's okay, and I'm going to make it through this. And then the shark kind of went off on its own. And I thought, wow, you know, if I did this, what else can I do? You know, there's nothing that can stop me now. You know, kind of like that time when I'm standing on the edge of the platform getting ready to take my bungee jump. You know, and I'm standing there and I'm thinking, okay, I've got it. I can do this. You know, I can overcome this. And he says, you've just got to bring your arms up like this, stretch out. And I knew it was my turn to fly, you know. You ever felt like that? Like you went through everything you had to go through? And, you know, I certainly went through some stuff. You know, I did going up the elevator, and my friend, you know, he's like, hey, do you want to do this? And I had some stuff come up along the way. And I had been through my stuff, and now I was standing there. And I had a false start, you know, things happen. Now I'm standing there, and now I know it's my turn to fly. I don't know if you've ever been in a position like that where maybe you had some challenge along the way, you had some stuff come up, and now you knew it was time to fly. So I'm standing there, and I'm looking out over the horizon. You know, kind of looking out over the horizon, and got my arms up like this, my chest out, and I just let go. And I fell forward. And it was the most amazing, freeing feeling I've ever had. It was amazing. Because everything had built up to that point where it was my turn to fly. And there I was flying.